to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's gospel is about how Joseph, Mary, and Jesus traveled to Jerusalem 40 days after the Nativity. They did so in order for the purification of Mary and the presentation of the firstborn, both required by the law of Moses. In doing these things, two elderly prophets, Simeon and Anna, recognize the infant Jesus to be the Christ, the redemption and the salvation of Israel. This salvation will come through suffering, but it will end in glory for the people of God. When a child is born and the mother and father get a first look at their newborn, one of the many thoughts going through the mind of the parent is likely, what will become of this child? Imagine the child's a boy. Will he grow up to be handsome? Will he take after his father or his mother? Will he do good in the world? Will there be tragedy? Will he marry? And the reverse happens as well. When the child grows up, the parent thinks about how this adult was once a little child, how you never knew then what he would become, and how he would turn out to be who he is today. So when Jesus was born, his parents must have wondered, but they also had much more information than the average parent. An angel had told Joseph and Mary on separate occasions that their child would be from the Holy Spirit and will be the Savior. Shepherds had been informed by angels to go and find him because he is the Savior. And on the day of his presentation at the temple, two elderly prophets acknowledge him also to be the Savior of Israel. Jesus' parents knew that he was a child of immense importance, who God's people had been waiting for. But the prophet Simeon had even more to say about his future. Not only the salvation that he would bring, but also the suffering that he would endure. First, Simeon calls the Christ child a light to the Gentiles. Well, what does this mean? The Israelites, as God's chosen people, were supposed to be the light to the Gentiles, so that God's salvation would reach all people. By observing God's commands, the other nations were to look upon Israel and say, look at their ways and look at their laws. Their God must be great. And then they would come to him. But instead, the Jews failed this. So in the fullness of time, this child was born, the Messiah. And he is the nation of Israel reduced to one person. In his flesh, he would bring glory to the whole nation. A glory that Israel could not attain for themselves. And in this way, Mary's child would be a light to all people and the glory of God's chosen people. After this, Simeon blessed the Holy Family, and then he has more to say about the child. And this, not so good news. What follows are more somber predictions about his fate. Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel. This means that based on their reaction to Jesus, people will either stand or fall. This child will be a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Greeks. The Savior comes not to bring peace, but a sword, dividing families. This is a hard teaching, then and today. In a society that values material comfort, peace, and safety above all things, Jesus is a threat, as Jesus is the truth. And there can be no concourse between truth and falsehood, between righteousness and wickedness. Whoever is not for him is to be against him. And the world and its prince is by all means against him. Finally, Simeon says that the infant Christ is to be a sign that is opposed. This means he will be rejected, even by his own people. Also, he says to Mary, a sword will pierce through your own soul also. This means Mary will suffer great sorrow on account of her child. This is because of how he will suffer and die in her own lifetime. So, this Christ child presented at the temple will be the Savior of the world, but through his salvation, he will be the center of much controversy. And it must be this way, because that is how hearts are revealed. God reveals hearts by how they react to Jesus Christ. Now many will say, Lord, Lord, with their lips. However, hearts are revealed when they have to choose between Jesus on the one hand and ease, comfort, carnal security on the other. Many will prove faithless, but many will also prove faithful through the working of the Holy Spirit that his death will accomplish and send. Simeon was sent into the temple and by the Spirit prophesied beforehand that Mary and Joseph might know the full implication of raising the Christ. They heard these wonderful and terrible things to come for their newborn son. So much to consider, but it boils down to this. It is through great controversy and opposition that their child will grow up to save God's people. And as parents, I'm not sure how you would take such news. Scripture says that Mary and Joseph marveled at what was said about him. They were either extraordinarily impressed or extraordinarily disturbed, perhaps both. The greatness that this child would achieve, his destiny to save many people, would come at a cost of great personal suffering for himself and his mother. But Simeon's prophecy was very general. We know the details of that opposition, that adversity. We know that this child would grow up to be loved for his miracles, but abandoned for his hard teachings. We know the religious authorities would meet him with rage, resentment, opposition, until finally they would plot to kill him. He was to be betrayed by one of his friends for 30 pieces of silver. Deserted by his disciples at the hour of his capture, he would be tried in the middle of the night, and worthless men would bear false witness against him. He would be taken before the governor of Judea, who instead of executing justice, would execute him. This child would be stricken, smitten, and afflicted. Mocked by his captors, forced to carry his own cross, he would be nailed to it amongst thieves, suffer and die a shameful, ignominious death, though he did nothing wrong. Now Mary was blessed above all women with the honor of bearing and raising the Son of God. But how can a mother be expected to bear such grief over her son? Well, his mother didn't know all of these things, but his father did. Not Joseph, but his true father, God Almighty, knew it all because he planned it all. In fact, Scripture says about Jesus, it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. It was part of his Father's wrought before the foundation of the world to save his people, our Father. So when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please rise. The peace of God which passes human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.